We're going to be talking today. We heard Simon talk about misrepresentation fraud, and he did a really good job in laying the foundation. So what we're going to do is something different. We're going to be talking about scenarios. These are real-life samples from our practice, and we're going to be putting the law into action and seeing it from the perspective of an attorney when they're reviewing a case with a client for the first time. And so we've seen basically two scenarios. I mean, there's the situation where a client has lied in the past and wants to come clean and wants to apply for adjustment status or another immigration benefit. And the other scenario is when the client is lying in the process and is sometimes lying to you. And what are your ethical obligations in those scenarios? So we're going to discuss that. About four or five case scenarios. If we have time, we'll entertain some questions. You have something to add?
Yeah, basically we're going to give you some ideas on how to screen for red flags. You probably know a lot of different parts, but we're giving you some examples. You know, when you're talking about fraud and remedies, there's a decision on whether or not it is a finding misrepresentation or fraud. There's also the issue of should you file a waiver or should you argue that it isn't an inadmissibility or finding. And you also have to screen for if there is a waiver for it and what if there is a qualifying relative. So, you know, those are all things to consider.